just got that
which
sort of
makes it risque.
But I'm also wearing some of my awesome new socks that I got from Nikki, and they match this dress perfectly. And it's got a little lace at the top. And these are my new boots that I got for my birthday from Jake, but they're not really boots. They're like Converse.
They're not Converse.
They're not made for walking.
These are, I mean, they look like
Converse boot tops.
Yeah, they're like. Imagine a Converse, but instead of a high top, a knee top.
A knee top.
There you go. It's almost to the knee.
Yep.
And actually, it's not. It's like mid-thigh. Anyway, they're cool boots. Thanks, Jakey Poo. They're for my birthday.
Jakey Poo.
So, the socks I got at the Sock Exchange last night.
Ooh, the Sock Exchange.
Yes, and McGovern's. And Johnny Gorgeous. International Sock Exchange is what I saw on the Facebook thing today.
It is quite famous, apparently, and I am quite honored to get a pair of socks from Johnny Gorgeous. So shout out to Johnny Gorgeous.
Who might possibly show up today.
Ooh, does he have any extra socks? Because I really could use some socks. I'm actually low.
Well, so Paul and Johnny were at the, Jake and I went to eat at the Apple Fritter this morning, and lo and behold, he goes in to get like some ketchup, and he goes, "Hey, Johnny and Paul are here." And I was like, "Cool, they're ordering." So they came out, and then we ran into another friend, Sean, who was just happened to be there. But Johnny and Paul said they might show up around 4.
I did call Johnny Gorgeous.
Yes, you did call him on the way. I sent them the address, so I'm thinking, we're also supposed to have Uncle D.
Uncle D.
Yes, he wrote a brand new.
Oh yeah, we're still. We were waiting on the. Also waiting on another drop or something. Or did he give you the music for the?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was going to give you music for.
I don't think it's worked.
Okay.
But I do know it worked. His Christmas song.
All right.
He came to my show last Sunday and gave me a disc, and it had 3 songs on it. One of them's just like the instrumental. One's one with vocals, and one's his like a performance of. But it's. He's going to come here today and play the Christmas song, supposedly.
All right.
Yay.
And I keep saying Russell's going to be here, but I think it's not till next week. I could be wrong.
Okay.
Because normally Russell's the responsible one, too, and is always early to everything. And he would be here, damn it, or something happened to him. So I'm thinking maybe it's next week.
He didn't text back, so my guess is he's working?
Yeah, he might. Yeah, he's probably listening right now. But
we hope the phone works because
we don't know if the phone works today. I did get some emails that I have not read. Then I saw them pop up, and I worked last night and with the Sock Exchange, and like I saw them, and I'm also just as bad at responding to emails as I am to phone calls and texts. FYI. I saw them pop, and one was like popped up right as we were walking in. So I don't know. I should probably just hand my phone over to you and let you read them, Delightful Dave, and be the responsible one of the group.
And get he's quite male secretary.
And find out what's going on because I don't know.
Amanda's office. Right. Delightful Dave.
I was busy last night. I was shocked. I did not expect to be busy.
It is Christmas season.
Well, yeah, but so they had the Sock Exchange over at McGovern's, and so all my regular, singers were over there. I mean, I did start out the night there, but I had to leave at like 8 p.m. It was early. So I could go to work myself over at Swingin' Door every Wednesday, San Mateo, karaoke.
Plug.
Nice. Right? That was smooth.
Thanks. And
where else can we find you?
Where else? Well, hold on. Let me finish this story. So I have to leave, and I'm not expecting it to be busy. Okay, but when I dropped off equipment early, there were like a couple of Christmas parties going on. But lo and behold, when I get there, they're all gone.
Oh.
I mean, the place was swinging at like 6 p.m.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Happy hour.
There were like so many, Christmas groups, parties, and they were doing the White Elephant Exchange, having a blast. And I'm like, okay, I'll be back in an hour, an hour and a half.
They all said karaoke. Oh, no, let's get out of here.
Yeah, they all left.
They must have hated karaoke.
Well, I don't even know if they knew.
Maybe.
But there was one group of women there that the only reason they were there is they thought there was a party there tonight, but it was actually somewhere else. So And they just went ahead and stayed.
Which
was nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry they didn't make it to their party, but I was like, it'll be our party. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I had on my Santa cape that I made, and
Santa cape, can you describe this cape?
It's red crushed velvet with white fur all the way around it, and it's got a hood along with the cape. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And there's a fucking Christmas tree on it.
And okay, that's how I ordered it though, off Amazon. It was like $15, you know. Just
unbedazzled.
It goes to like right a little bit, you know, it's like a little bit past my butt length, you know, as far as capes go. It doesn't go to my feet.
Right.
It's not a short one. But I painted a Christmas tree on the back.
Wow.
Yes. And it's an awesome Christmas tree. Not only did I paint it, but I added tinsel.
You painted velvet.
Yeah, I painted velvet.
You did. With what?
Acrylic paint.
Okay.
It works.
Yeah. So I did figure out that there is some stuff you can add to paint to actually make it into fabric paint. Because I was having a hard time getting it working with it, you know.
Yeah.
But I
doesn't quite.
I rocked it. I did
stick
it.
To whatever.
You know. But then I actually don't even like the turning it into the fabric paint. It made it like soak in.
Right.
And that like changed the look of stuff.
Right. Right.
So anyway, but I put tinsel on there and little glass. I had mirrors that were small, like size of quarters and stuff, that I hot glued on along with the so to make, you know, ornaments.
Right.
And then tinsel and lights. The thing lit up.
These are the same
Christmas tree lit up.
Yeah, the same ones you had last week or a week before with.
Yes, the same type of lights. But on the back of a cape instead.
Nice. Yeah.
And it's pretty darn cool.
That's pretty cool.
I have to say, I had someone offer to buy it. I was just like, nope. No. You know, I had someone offer to buy my coat last year, too.
Yeah.
Like, I made a it started out as a dress. It was a little too tight and short, so I cut it up the front.
Right.
And then I added, like, fur or something. No, yeah. And lights.
And sleeves.
Lights around it. No, it had sleeves already.
Yeah,
I know. That's the joke.
But it lit up. I had like this rope of lights that I put all around it, and someone offered to buy it, and I was like, no, I'm good. And then I didn't even wear it.
How much did they offer?
Last year, $75.
Wow, that's pretty good.
But I'm like, no, I want it.
Yeah.
It's my coat. It lights up. You know? Yes, Bob, go get your food.
Yes, I'm so hungry.
Yeah, Bob.
So, by the way, this week we had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Delightful Dave.
Thank you.
And anything exciting?
Exciting. Oh, just dinner out with the closest fam and family friend, I guess. Yeah, grandma.
Oh.
Grandma-in-law, really.
Fun.
it was uneventful. What else did we do? Oh, because we're actually planning another like dinner party with friends, but you know, it's the holidays, hard to schedule, everybody doesn't respond to texts.
So
we usually plan it a little later, like in between or around Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, because we also have like Christmas stuff. Yeah.
Awesome. Sounds fun.
Yeah, that's the problem with having it December 18th. It's always a week
so
before
close
Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was always the week of finals when you're in college. And everybody's leaving, and it's like, happy birthday, and they head out the door.
I get the same thing, but mine's because of Thanksgiving.
Right, exactly.
You know, so like you have your party, and everyone's out of town for Thanksgiving.
No, nobody's in town, right, yeah.
And they're like, oh, sorry. Like, great. Good times.
Good times, yeah.
Yeah. So, Sarah, hopefully we'll be out today.
I hope so.
She hadn't been here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Just a little health scare. That's.
But hopefully everything will be okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just, I think she's overworked and overstressed.
Yes.
Just need to give her a break. Tell her it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love her.
We love her. Yes.
And, what else is going on? I'm going to Brentwood this weekend. I don't know where that's at, but I've been told it's kind of far away.
Yeah, that's in, L.A., Brentwood?
I don't know.
That's the thing about California. Like there's always, like, a town in California that's called Brentwood, and then there's a neighborhood in L.A. called Brentwood.
Oh, I think it's a I don't know, but I'm thinking it's a town. Where's the town, Brentwood?
Oh, I don't
know.
Do
you even know?
I have to Google it.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
I don't know. He didn't say we were going to L.A. Like, I think he would... Yeah, I don't... I think it's the town Brentwood.
Okay.
I could be wrong. But there's like a... his friend's family has a house there, and they're his friends, Jillian Haley, have a Christmas party every year. And I went to the Christmas party last year, but it was not in Brentwood. It was somewhere around here. But, so go out there for the night. And then I have Sunday off. No karaoke this Sunday at the Longboard in Pacifica because it's Christmas Eve.
Are they doing something? Are they closing up or are they doing something special?
No, I had the opportunity. I was like, am I working on Christmas Eve? Hey, I need to know, you know, this last Sunday. And they were like, well, it's up to you. If you want to, you can. If not, we understand it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And so I got a hold of Jake and said, hey, do we have plans? I don't know. And he said, just take it off. We got better things to do. And then you work. And I'm like, okay. I mean, Santa's going to come.
I keep looking for my phone.
I was wondering what you were doing.
Yeah, if you hear that squeaking noise, it's me looking for my phone.
No, but if you saw him in studio, it was like...
Because I was charging it for a while, and then I wasn't charging it, and then...
Oh, well.
Oh, here it is. Charging.
Found.
These are the squeakiest chairs in any studio ever.
Yeah. I'll agree. Because you know what? I'm thinking... I can actually hear that. Well, it's because of the speak. I'm wearing headphones, right? Because right. If, like, I didn't have, you can't hear anything when your mic's not on.
Yeah, you don't, yeah, or at least it's hard to tell if.
But if you've got your headphones on, and you can't hear.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Where's Uncle D? I need to.
It's a beautiful
text
day, though.
That fool.
I was like walking around the neighborhood. It was so cold. Was it really cold this morning? There was like a frost alert around.
I wasn't awake before.
Okay. I got a thing on my phone.
I was not out of bed before noon. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know. I mean, I went and had breakfast, but it was like 12:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't
wake up early.
Oh yeah, then today of all things, my wife texts me and says she's thinking about starting a podcast.
Really?
And so I was thinking of
bring her on.
And her and a coworker of hers, and
you should bring her on.
We should do that.
She wants to, you know, is interested in having a podcast, and you know, that'd be awesome. So we're about to have a kids' day, by the way.
Oh, kids' day?
Kids' day.
Which kids' day? The Pam's kids' day?
No.
Oh, no. Whose kids' day?
Our kids, our own Afternoon Delight kids' day. I think it's going to possibly be next week when Russell's coming. But here's the thing. Sarah's son. Eric has expressed much interest
in
being on the show.
That is right. I have heard this.
And I talked to him and I said, so what are you going to talk about? And he's going to tell you, what he said. This is funny. Little shit. And he said, he goes, cocaine and drugs. He's 11.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. He doesn't know anything about cocaine and drugs. listen,
this is going to be one of those cases where we're actually going to have to go after we're done and maybe bleep out certain sections of the, before we upload the video or the audio.
Possibly, because I was like, you know, kid, you know, I don't want to get in trouble for having some 11-year-old
contributing to the frequency of
talking about.
I mean, yes, you're.
I was like, we're gonna have to watch what you're talking about, dude. You know, and he cusses worse than a sailor. Okay, you want? Oh, which mic do you have? I'll put you on mic out there. It's Bob.
Oh, okay. Bob's got the what food mic? Back.
Four. Try that. Talk into it. See if that's it.
Oh.
No. Hold on.
No.
Go get in. Talk again.
La la la.
No. Go.
Hi.
There you
gotcha.
Go. Gotcha.
Okay. Yay. Right.
So I got the whole left side of the menu. I'm so excited. I'm so hungry.
Well, yum.
Yum.
Well, what was I talking about? Oh, so her son. So we're thinking while he's out for Christmas break.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Having come on.
Ah.
But also, I talked to Panda Slim.
Okay.
And his kids will be... He hasn't been able to come on the show because... He was my second co-host, by the way.
All right.
And the reason he hasn't been able to come on this show since we moved to Mutiny is because he has his children on Thursdays. Because we changed days. We used to be on
Wednesdays, right.
And now we changed to Thursdays.
Yeah.
And so... I think he might be bringing his to. He was like, "Hey, my son would think this is going to be awesome."
Yeah.
And I was like, "That's cool." So his son is like 12.
Yeah.
Right? And his daughter is like 14 or 15. Something like that.
That's a tough age.
Does he have a kid in college?
No, he's only got the two children.
A girl at 14?
Like a girl, she's either 14 or possibly 15.
Yeah.
But then the other one is like 11, 12.
Watch her be like 18.
No, she's not. She's not.
Yeah, no, she's pretty young.
Oh, ooh, we got a phone call. Hold on. We'll see if
this works. Yeah. I'll grab this.
Russell.
All right. Mutiny Radio.
Afternoon Delight.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, and it works.
Oh, yay.
Can you hear me now?
This is Sarah Sparkles. How are you doing?
We are good.
Hey. I wanted to give an update on the Panda Slim situation.
Okay. What?
Go for it.
His kids do not want to do it.
Oh.
Okay.
So we need to, like, find some kids on the street or something to fill in. Or,
well, because Pam just announced some kids program thing that she does every year with kids, you know, boys and girls clubs, but, like, you know, come join and try to make a podcast or at least talk on the radio and do cool things with radio. That's always fun.
Well, it should be fun anyway. I don't know if we're going to let my kids wear on the air like a instructor.
Right? But there's nothing, but you can't.
I can set up a bleep button. 5 second delay.
Can we do a 5 second delay? I don't know if that's possible.
Why do we have to do a 5 second delay?
So we can bleep stuff.
I'd have to be in a booth, like in the bathroom or something, with the headphone on and bleeping every. That wouldn't be very fun.
Well, the day we start bleeping our show is the day I don't want to do our show.
Aww.
So, you know, I don't know about bleeping.
Okay.
But, anywho,
well, I guess, you know what? I mean, as long as we have the kid's parent on as a sign of release, Mom. Sarah Sparkles.
This
is Afternoon Delight and Mutiny Radio are not responsible for.
Please don't sue us, co-host.
Yeah, right.
You know.
How does that work out?
I'm going to see that little foul mouth right now, really quick, and then I'll be in.
Okay.
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 All right.
Okay.
Hey, will you do me a favor and text Uncle... okay, fine.
Oh. She dropped.
Okay. I'm going to tell her to text Uncle D. That is Christmas.
The phone sounded good. I think they picked something.
Yeah, they must have. I mean,
the balance is much better. It used to be way off.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I bet that says in one of those emails they sent me. Okay, well, I guess Panda Slim's kids don't want to be on.
Oh, well.
But he's still, I believe, still interested in coming on. Yes. He was my second co-host.
Okay.
First I had Krista, and then I had Panda Slim, and then Sarah Sparkles. And now we have Delightful Dave also.
Yay.
And me.
And we have Bob.
And Bob. Where's colors.
Afternoon Delight Mutiny Radio. Who's this?
I love cheese.
Ah, oh, hi. It's a little happy.
Hey.
How are you?
Finally got through.
Yes. Yeah. Like, so the phones were like jacked up last week for something. Yeah. But
I know.
It was not fun. So how has your week been, little happy? Happy?
Oh, so far, so good. I'm just getting a few last-minute things together until I hopefully get on The Voice next year.
Yay!
Yay.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
We'll have little happy watch parties.
That would be cool.
Oh, that's too...
Biggest thing I've got to deal with right now is I have a friend of mine... who's been living with me, but once I leave, he's not going to have anywhere to go, so I've got to try to find him a place.
Ah. Well, if anyone knows, contact us for a little happy.
Yeah, if any of you listeners out there.
There you go.
He just kind of keeps to himself, and all he really needs is just his own room, and then he's good.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And here in the city, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Anyone out there? Call in, let us know. Have you written any new songs?
Yes, I did, actually.
Would you like to sing it for us? Or do you have it somehow?
Okay,
I don't know.
Sure.
Okay.
So this one is called Makeup Sex.
Okay. I like it already.
This is a first, I must admit. You and I lost in conversation, and I don't have to put on the Eagles to avoid a confrontation. You're going on about a book that you've been reading, while I'm all too aware of how your words can be deceiving. 'Cause it's only the calm before the storm, the makeup sex after the fight might be enough to keep me warm, but not all the way through the night. The honeymoon's always nice, but it can't last forever. And if that's all we're looking forward to, then we shouldn't even be together. This is a first, you and I talking to each other. It hasn't been this way since we first were lovers. It's funny how the end is bringing out your best side. Sometimes I've even thought of giving us one more try. 'Cause it's only the calm before the storm, the makeup sex after the fight might be enough to keep me warm, but not all the way through the night. The honeymoon's always nice, but it can't last forever. And if that's all we're looking forward to, then we shouldn't even be together. Thanks for letting me stay till I found a new place, and thanks for the cab fare. I know it don't seem fair. I guess this is it. We are finally through. I only wish the best thing for you. We were only the calm before the storm, the makeup sex after the fight sure was enough to keep us warm, but not all the way through the night. I guess it's true when they say nothing lasts forever. And if there's nothing left for us to do, then we shouldn't even be together. There you go.
All right.
Awesome. Yeah. That was awesome. I love that song.
Thank
so
you.
True. Awesome song.
You need to get in here again and record some more tracks in the studio. Come on.
That would be nice. If only I could get GarageBand to start working again.
Well, come here. We'll work it. We'll get it working for you.
Oh, maybe I will then.
There you go. So, like the band that was on last week, they were normally like a, you know, more kind of a rock metal-y band, and they played acoustic for the first time.
Oh, Homebrew?
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. That was really good.
Yeah.
So that was the first time they've ever played acoustically, and,
you
know,
good.
And I thought it was kind of cool that they had it, and it's now recorded for them, you know, and they can go back and, you know, listen. Because they were like, oh, we didn't know how it sounded, and, you know, it was like, they were like, just dying to, like, to listen to it again, you know?
Yeah, I wish I could have been there. I was at Bart. I was thinking, darn, if only I could... If only I didn't have to pay the rent, I could have come down there. And, I don't know, maybe we could have like done a little jam session or something.
Right, that would have been cool.
Well, I'll pay your studio fee.
Awesome.
All right. Well, would you please sing us the Cheese song before we let you go?
I certainly will.
And because I think I think Bob's out there eating cheese.
Oh, okay.
Well, on tacos.
Oh, okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, to Bob and all the other cheese lovers. I love cheese. I eat it all the time. I love cheese. It makes me feel so fine. I love cheese. I eat it every day. I love cheese. It makes me want to say, I love cheese. I love cheese. I love cheese. It gives me such a thrill. I love cheese. It makes me feel so chill. I love cheese. I eat it every day. I love cheese. It makes me want to say, I love cheese. There is no other food that does for me what cheese can do. There is no other place, not even chocolate can take its place. 'Cause I love cheese, I eat it all the time. I love cheese, it makes me feel so fine. I love cheese, I eat it every day. I love cheese, it makes me want to say, I love cheese. I love cheese. Cheese!
Yay! Yay! Thanks, little Happy. That made me happy.
That made me happy.
It's always fun talking with you guys.
Right.
All right.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
So be like little Happy.
I actually have chili rellenos out here, and That's basically one big fucking chili with cheese in it.
Yum.
All right, I'm getting really thirsty. You all have something to drink, and I don't.
I'm sorry.
This medication I'm on, let's just call it that, makes my mouth very dry.
My drink has what I call floaties.
Oh, yeah, the aloe vera stuff. Oh, I cannot, I mean.
I like floaties in my drinks, like in the chunkier, so the like, better for okay, some reason. Right.
So like orange juice, the pulp?
I'm cool with that.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it needs to be bigger pulp.
Yeah.
You know, like this.
Like extra pulp? Because there's extra pulp.
Even extra. Like yeah. These are like really big, like, you know, so there's these one drinks that Jake gets me from the Asian grocery store right. Down the street from us, and they're
is the it's so water
it says you have no you have to chew them. They're drinks you actually have to chew. They've got so much stuff in them.
Yeah, have you ever had a tapioca drink? You have to chew them.
Yeah, that'd be a boba.
Yeah, well, I mean, I eat tapioca pudding all the time and yeah. Rice pudding. Like, I just,
oh. I love rice.
You know,
pudding.
People with texture problems when they eat. You know,
yeah,
they're
people
the
do.
Ones. That, yeah, my, that's not yeah. Me. I'm like more.
Yeah, my
give
my
me
sister,
more.
Her,
I want
her
floaties.
Daughter, yeah, a lot of my friends have all had like texture problems with food, and I sorted it as I was young, but I've grown out of them.
So you had to chew my drink right there.
Especially being married to an Asian to a Chinese woman who Chinese people Chinese food is every texture you can imagine, none of which exists in America, or at least in hot dogs and hamburgers.
And, okay, so they put a new screensaver on our computer.
There's a cat on the there's a kitty background on the computer. Okay, what are you doing over there? Don't stop the show. So I was noticing on this.
I was trying to try and minimize it so I could see the kitties wearing the sweaters.
Oh, kitty.
With the what? Support your local anti-fascists.
Okay.
It says, 'tis the season. Support your local anti-fascists. Okay. So it's these cute kittens with these nice sweaters and, yeah. You know,
and ten
hats
Nazi kittens.
And
they look
and
very Nazi. It's very socialist. You know, it's like Mao, like yeah. Literally Chairman Mao-ish.
But they're cute. I don't know. It's because, oh, 'tis the season.
In Mao poses.
Okay. We'll just cover it up and leave their heads.
There we go.
It actually has that. Okay. Look at me. Oh, so we have a squirrel friend.
Oh, yeah,
our
that's
house.
Right. So wait, is this domesticated squirrel or just a squirrel?
No, this is a wild squirrel. We're okay. Still on the wait list to have a squirrel.
Okay.
And, you know, that's, they only breed once a year. So, like, and it's springtime. So we're on the way. I should be getting an email in the springtime sometime saying, hey, we've got flying squirrels available. And that's when we're going to, you know, and they cost as much as it costs to ship them to you overnight. But that's okay. Like, I'm cool with that. I mean, a total of like $500 or something. You could have a squirrel. And it's a baby, like 6 weeks old, and you have to bond with it like 4 hours a day. And that means like introducing it to all your friends or anyone you live with. So
sounds
that
it's like a Tamagotchi.
But then, you know, and you carry it on. You can carry it with you in a pouch and stuff, you know. And you have to hand feed it. And then after about, you need to do that for like 4 weeks or something. And after that, you know. You don't have to bond with it as much, but you got to play with mm-hmm. them yeah, daily, yeah. You know, and it'll be fun. But we okay. So, I had bought Jake for our anniversary this horse head squirrel feeder for the backyard.
Right.
Right. And it's exactly what it sounds like, people. It's this plastic hollow horse head, but it's hollow. It's got a hole in it, like for around the neck, and you put peanuts up into it. And then the squirrels have to go up underneath it into the neck of this horse head and get the peanuts, right? But I was getting upset because there was no squirrels. Like, there was no one coming down. And there was, like, you know, no one is eating these peanuts in this thing. They don't know it's there. And I'm like, there's no squirrels. I'm getting upset, you know. So we started leaving food out, you know, trying to, like, draw them into our yard. Because we did see squirrels, but they were, like, you'd see them running across like the electric line.
Okay.
Which was above our fence. Like, it's ways up there, but we could see them, and we're like, just come down. Come down to our yard. But, you know.
But little arrows up there.
But how are they going to get down there? You know, it's not like they're going to jump off the electric line and jump into our yard.
You could string a line up there. Come on down, zip line.
Well, so, I mean, but they do come across our fence, back fence, now. I mean, they sometimes do, but we've got them start
like
stopping. So there's this little gray squirrel, and he's been coming into our yard, and Jake will go out, like, when he's out there, we'll go out, you know, very, you know, smooth and, like, stealthy, go out there and try not to scare it, but he's, like, making this sound, like, kind of, and he's like, if you make the same sound, you know, like when you're feeding them, they'll associate that with it, you know. So
right.
So he goes out there and he starts throwing peanuts at, you know, around it, but not hitting it.
Okay, right.
And the squirrel will come down and get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he, you know, would run off and either bury it.
Or take
it up into a tree or somewhere, right?
Because it's winter.
But for the first time yesterday, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I don't know, one of those days, he went out there and was able to sit like down near where the food was and was kind of throwing them over there, and it was coming, I mean, it wasn't getting scared off.
Yeah.
So then he just left some out on the pallet where we had the food.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have like this corn. You know, yeah, put a nail in this pallet, this wood pallet.
Oh, right, okay.
And it's sticking up, and then you put the corn cob. It's kind of dried corn on there. But it's made for squirrel food,
Food. Yeah,
you can just stick it on there, and it sticks up, you know.
Yeah.
And they come get the corn off of it. And but he also put some peanuts.
I used to do that stuff.
Right? So we put some, just regularly a little pile of peanuts out there on the pallet also. And we went inside, and then we watched the squirrel come out and would go up and get one. And then would go bury it in our yard. And then he'd look around, and then he'd come get another one. And, like, it did that, like, until the pile was gone.
Huh.
Right? So then he was, like, still there, and I was like, I think he wants you to bring some more.
I would love to see a overhead time lapse of the squirrel as it, you know, skirted around and
But it was out and it came out in our yard again today. So this is like 3 days in a row that squirrels, you know, the same squirrel is coming down to our yard. So he's, you know, we left it. Jake left it a bowl of water, but we haven't seen him touch the water. Do they drink? They drink water.
They drink water, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we haven't seen
They're really nasty around the water fountains when it comes to birds and things. You know, the birds will be swimming in the water pond or whatever, in the water fountain, and then squirrel comes along and scares them all away.
Oh.
Not enough bees.
Asshole.
Well, we haven't seen it touch the water. We left for it, but, you know, and I think it likes that being the food being on the pallet, so because it has a space underneath it, because, you know, a wood pallet has a
little gap in there.
Right, yeah, 2-3 inches, you know.
3-4 inches, yeah.
Whatever it is, under, so it's laying flat, so when it kind of gets spooked, it, you know, runs under. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How's it going with you?
We have a guest.
Hi. So this is the Afternoon Delight show. No, it's Thursday. Yes. Well, Afternoon Delight is my podcast. Here, why don't you get on mic?
Here, come on.
Come in.
Yeah, get the microphone.
Come in. Put on some headphones so I can hear you.
Okay.
And you can, you know, we're all about, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Put on the headphones.
I come from a place that's all about whatever as well. So,
it's kind of right at home. Wow.
Right? So, what's your name?
Kevin Lash.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Kevin Lash. I'm Amanda Rocks.
I'm Delightful Dave. Delightful Dave.
Delightful Dave and Amanda Rocks.
And yep.
Bob. out there eating some food from across the street.
Cool.
So you thought it was Friday. No, it's not. It's Thursday.
Okay, excellent.
Every Thursday from 3 to 6 is
what's
Afternoon
coming
Delight.
Up on Friday that you're coming to?
The Common Thread Collective is on Friday.
Which one is that?
That's with Diamond Dave and Valerie Ibarra.
Okay, I believe I've met them.
Yeah, it's kind of like an open mic.
Yes, okay. I've heard of the show, yes.
So it's like current a comedy?
The comedy hour's after that.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of like a current events, historical kind of musical podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so our podcast is very unformatted.
Yeah.
No day is ever the same. I'm just going to say.
Yeah. Just lots of talking, friends are coming on, bands.
We're
maybe.
More about, we're a place for people to come and promote whatever it is they have to promote, music. Whether they're a comedian or a band or a photographer or a business. I've had my Lyft driver on once. I'm just going to say.
Nice.
You know, like, he was
a day in the life.
Dan, the driver extraordinaire, you know. But I've had a couple, you know, comedians. Like, last week, a comedian from Santa Cruz and also a band from Santa Cruz. So I'm all about, you know, people performing live. We're supposed to have someone here today performing a new Christmas song they wrote, but they're not here yet.
Oh.
Another 20 minutes or so, maybe?
Yeah, you got time still.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when bands come on, they also will give us their music, hopefully, you know, a lot of times. And that way we have, like, we can use their music when we need music breaks and stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah. Well.
So if you know anyone in bands or whatever.
I happen to be one of those.
Yay!
As soon as I have something to give you, I will definitely...
Awesome.
Come
That's
back
awesome.
And talk about it.
Because we need, like we need filler music, because when we take a, like, we need a break. We can't use just, like, any music, because we have to have, like, permission from the band or the artist or whatever to use it, or you get in trouble, like, for copyright stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, we're like, their bands are like, yes, you can use us.
And it's great, because they'll come in and do live music in, you know, arrangements or acoustic versions that they've never done before, and it's like, hey, this sounds great.
Yeah,
thanks for recording it for us.
Last week we had this Homebrew on, which they're kind of a rock metal-y band from Santa Cruz, and they played acoustic for the very first time.
Yeah.
And it was flipping awesome. I'm going to say it was probably one of the best music shows we've ever had on Afternoon Delight.
Yeah.
So what are you doing with the camera?
Well, I... That's a good question. Well, I just picked up this tripod because I was going to go home and try and continue making media for an Instagram account. Taking into account that people have a short attention span, I was hoping to...
That's me.
Yeah, me too. I was hoping to use that platform to announce shows.
Very cool.
And... having announced those shows, hopefully we'll have them and be able to use those shows to fundraise to implement community centers.
Very cool.
And so I was coming to tape some of the goings on for the Common Thread Collective, which I showed up for the wrong day for.
I've done that before.
Well, you know, it's okay. At least it's better to be really early than to be late.
Yeah.
Fair enough. At least I try.
Well, typically I'm 15 hours early everywhere.
Yeah, I think there's at least one day where I half headed out the door on a Wednesday to head to the station, and it was the one.
Yeah, I'm lucky to be here on time, I'm going to say.
Well.
We do have another co-host. Her name is Sarah Sparkles.
Oh.
She is...
In transit.
As we're talking late. Is she in transit?
Well, we'll see. She's always in transit.
She might
somewhere.
Be here by the end of the show, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, she's always in transit somewhere, but it may not be too here. It's, you know, it's going around. She's moving. She's moving around.
She's part of the movement.
Yes. So what kind of band are you in?
Oh, well, right now I'm playing with a bunch of really proficient jammers. They like to do the funk kind
of.
And I just, well, so far, we just get together and I just make up lyrics and kind of just go crazy. We play on the street a lot. We're called Mission Street Beats.
All right.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
We actually have one, a busker or like a Bart.
Yeah, she just called in.
She just called in. Her name's Little Happy, and she performs down by BART station.
Usually at 16th, I think.
And she has music on Amazon and stuff like that, but she calls in every week. She came in, like, for 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
She calls in every week and plays and sings songs over the...
She's really
good. Music.
Good, yeah. Great lyrics.
Anyway.
Really? She calls in and sings?
Yeah.
That's great.
I said, have you written anything new? She's like, yes, I have. I was like, will you sing it?
Spot.
She goes... And that was just like 15 minutes before you came in.
Nice. Yeah, I've been thinking about doing that for the Common Thread show too, but it's I always like to come in and just be with those people too.
Right.
It's,
yeah.
They're really excellent.
Face value is very important to Kevin.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob, from outside the room.
So I'm gonna say, like, okay, so besides besides being a podcast host, I'm also a karaoke host.
Oh, yeah?
That's what how I make my living. That's okay. What pays my bills, is I have my own karaoke business. So I basically have to set up equipment at different places. I've currently got three, you know, gigs a week, you know, that are every week, and but I have to set up speakers and, you know, microphones and run cords for TVs, and I have to carry all that stuff around, you know, like I've got three microphones going at all times, but I have to run cords for them, and like basically stuff you do in a band.
Yeah,
you know, things like that. But then of course all the music's on my computer. But then you got to sing, but I need those words to pop up. I don't know how you said that you just made lyrics up on the spot. That would be that for me. That's like insane. Yeah, I can't do that. I mean, there's songs I have memorized, and I still depend on that screen,
right?
With, you know, and the words to pop up.
It's like people who drive with always the GPS nowadays. You know, you can't sing without, or can't drive without the GPS.
Well, I didn't know where I was going without it.
Right, can't follow the words without the words, right?
Yeah. So I'm just gonna say that's impressive to be able to just make up stuff on the go.
Well, thank you very much.
So you'll have to come here and show us sometime.
Oh shoot! When I get the whole show announcement mechanism, if you will, up and running, then and I'm able to pay my band,
right?
Then they might be interested in coming and doing like community oriented things, like supporting awesome podcasts.
Yeah,
that Mutiny Radio.
Not really working right now. It's on. Yep. Both on, but can't hear it. Cannot quite hear it yet. Step away.
Oh, separate. Oh, shit. She allows this place to be a space for artists to, you know, come in and, you know, display their stuff, and gets switched out. And I've actually bought some stuff, you know, because when I first came in, I think some of it like went to the studio. Like if you bought,
right,
you know, these little, if they were little, they were called wood or books on wood or something.
Okay.
I don't know, but I got them. They were like paintings with a little piece of material hanging on it. I don't know. I have them. They're in my kitchen.
There's also this tip jar.
And there's a tip jar up there.
Yeah,
so, I mean, when I leave every day, I'm almost always put in at least five, if not more. But but that stuff goes for, like, the toilet paper in the bathroom, you know, and the paper towels, yeah. You know.
Cleaning supplies.
Because we don't have, I try to leave the station in a better place than it was when I got here, whether it be sweeping the floor or, you know, just, like, try to clean up after ourselves, make sure it's organized, because, you know, we don't pay anyone to come do that, you know. It's just us. We have to take, you know, care of the station that we have our podcast in.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I just want to make a point that it's kind of, well, shocking to me, kind of, that that you as the host and the person who pays $100 a month to hold this space for creators to create and commune, that you have to still buy toilet paper.
You don't have to.
I mean, you don't have to, but like that there isn't more people enjoying this space and contributing the small amount that it would take, so that the people who already are contributing don't have to think about going that extra mile. I don't know. Maybe it's fun to go the extra mile.
It's just who I am.
Okay.
Yeah, you know? I like that.
Okay.
I mean, I am a giving person. If I have it, you know, I'm not a money person. Like you need it to live and survive, you know, but you know, as long as my bills are paid or whatever, I'm, you know, and my ex, you know, whatever's paid for, you know, I'm good. So I tend to, you know, put it to where it's going to be used, needed. Mm-hmm. And okay. don't have a, you know, it's just how it is. And plus I'm okay with that.
And plus, if I'm going to be here, you know, for 3 hours a week, you know, I'm going to be a little nicer, you know.
You know,
working it, mic stands. And
yeah, I mean,
cords.
We've had to. You know, he got new mic stands yeah. for
that
the place.
Mic stand I bought, and you know, some cords I bought because the cords were bad.
Very nice.
You know, like we have to all just kind of chip in so we can all afford to keep the place. Yeah.
There's all these things. Takes forever to get stuff fixed. There's only like one person who, hey, pay that guy and he'll fix everything. But then, you know, you know? Like, it'll never get fixed because it's like it takes forever.
So we just have
like,
to kind of take care of things. You know. With each other, yeah. so we can
we all help
it.
Fix things as they come. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, that's right. We duct tape that chair for.
Yeah, duct tape this chair. Just today.
Yeah. yeah.
I was like, I'm taking in my duct tape to fix it because it was like open here. It's like the awesome chair. Like,
yeah,
but
it's
I
a great
wear
chair.
A lot of skirts.
Yeah.
And you know, and this was scratchy and it would like catch on stuff and my legs. It was just not fun to sit on. In fact, today, like, thank you again for the stress, Sarah. It's a little short.
It's a little short. Thank you, Sarah.
Saying. But so what do you think of Afternoon Delight?
Well, this is delightful.
Yay.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm glad you wandered in on the wrong day.
I'm glad to have wandered in on the wrong day. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome.
Do you live
can
locally?
Stick around if you'd like. I'm just saying.
I like to chat.
Well, and
chatting.
Yes. That's all I'm saying is okay. Don't feel like you need to go anywhere because this show does not work without guests and people and our friends and whatever. Yeah. Like one time Sarah and I were here by ourselves. We got like all our people who were supposed to be here ditched us. I don't know what happened, but they didn't come in. So it was like me and her, and we're like, so what'd you do? I don't know.
I think I might have listened to that one, and it was quite boring.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
two girls talking.
We're not all. I mean, we're not all that exciting on our own. I'm just gonna say. So we need.
Were there even any colors? I don't think there were any colors.
I don't even think so. Yeah. It was a weird day. But
speaking of which, where are all the other colors? Where's Gail? And
well, she still has 2 hours left.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm hoping.
And then
you know what?
We haven't heard from Russell because we assume that it's next week.
No, he's probably at work.
Yeah, he's probably at work.
So I'm thinking that
a musical break,
and that way I can text some people and say,
please come.
Please come. I was like, where are you?
Oh, yes.
Uncle D, you're supposed to be here singing your new Christmas song that you wrote. He performed it at my karaoke show on Sunday. It was really good.
All right.
So, like, well, he's a performer, and but he, like, also comes to my karaoke. He brought in a CD for me that just had the instrumentals to his music. So then when he came to karaoke, he'd say, oh, number two. Or track number four, and he would be singing his own songs, you know, instead of having someone else's song.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people do that, actually.
So I'm like,
but
I'm
never bring it to a specifically karaoke event. That's cool.
But well, but that's what I do is karaoke. But I've had people that come out with a guitar, yeah. and you know, perform their own stuff. I'm like, you're 3 to 5 minutes or whatever is your 3 to 5 minutes, you know, to do with what you like. So I need you guys to talk for a minute while I find, I got some new music from.
Oh yeah. All right.
Bands.
I was going to ask you if you got new.
Frank Sandeen.
I mean, we love Little Happy, but you know,
I got some Frank Sandeen.
All right.
Play.
Cause we had Monkey before, a lot of Monkey, and then we now.
Well, they came on the same show.
Yeah.
Too.
Same show. All right.
Are they a local band? Frank
yeah.
Sandeen?
No,
they're from Vegas.
Oh, okay. Vegas.
But Monkey is from San Jose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hold on. Showing. Keep talking.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Dead air.
So, Bob, you're back. How was the food? Are you full?
I am very full and very satisfied.
All right.
Yeah.
And what was the favorite of the left side of the menu?
That'd be the Chili Relleno.
Chili Relleno, nice. That Chili Relleno's always gave me huge, huge, huge heartburn. I don't know why.
It's not very spicy. I think they use ancho chilies. Over
oh.
There. Yeah, I can't really handle spice all that well, even though I love sriracha.
Yeah, I like sriracha, although it's overplayed a lot.
Keep talking.
Keep talking. All right. There's a bottle of hand sanitizer.
What'd you get to eat over there? Did you order from across the street?
Yeah, it's across the street.
I got three tacos, Mexican hot chocolate, and a chili relleno.
Mexican hot chocolate. I gotta get some food or something to drink across the street.
Oh, it's so good. I love Mexican hot chocolate. Amanda, will you make that for me?
Oh, wait, hold on. I don't know if that's here.
That's legal or not?
No, yeah, hold on.
How do you find
the cryptics? Yes, this is
The GoFundMe for the Muni Radio.
Just I don't know if it's still open or not. I think, but you can just search Muni Radio GoFundMe. I'm sure it'll pop up.
Nice. So
I forget if it.
These are okay. There's I've got one song from a group called the Cryptics, and then after that I have a band called No, I don't even know how to say this.
Who brought that hand sanitizer?
How do you say that?
Noación.
Okay. So, these are bands that had been at played at Winter's Tavern, and Sarah ran into them at Winter's while they were performing and said, "Hey, we have a podcast. If you got any music you want to, hand our way, we'll play it. On our podcast during our music breaks." So she finally got to see, that's the ones that she gave to you, that she gave to me.
Right.
And I finally got put on my iPod. Right. I'm not good at adulting. So here we go. We're going to play a couple of songs while I text people. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Very soon.
Kiss. Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Hey, everybody. Listen to the Weekly Review with Roman every Friday from noon to 2 p.m. This is an unapologetically anti-capitalist program. We interview community organizers, activists, and artists. We talk about ways you can take action right now. So listen in to the Weekly Review every Friday from noon to 2 p.m.
Subliminal SF brings you visual and auditory mind control. For the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live music promotion, go to www.subliminalsf.com and check out their hilarious t-shirts and super cool bands at clubs and bars all over the Bay Area. Subliminal SF creates amazing flyers, posters, and design for every need. So go now to www.subliminalsf.com and experience what this wonderful local business has to offer.
Run! Yes, I did. So I packed it up and brought it back to the
crib. Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey.
Well, hello, boys and girls. You know what a password is. That's a secret word that soldiers would use to get past the sentry and up to the front. Well, here's a password that gets you up to the front in all the right places. It's cannabis energy. It seems the faster you go, the more cannabis energy you need. So if you want to win, you have to have lots of cannabis energy. And the swellest way I know to get it is just by using Green Army Skincare. Boy, they're just crammed full of cannabis energy. There are more cannabis energy units in one lip balm tube than you use circling the base 10 times or when you ride your bike 4 miles across the city. And it's fast acting. Why, no sooner that you apply some balm to your mouth or pain areas, you practically feel the new strength in your muscles. And what's more, Green Army Skincare is a good, wholesome product. They're made with body-nourishing cannabis and other natural ingredients. So go out there today and pick up some Green Army Skincare products from your local cannabis procurement center. Join thegreenarmy.com.
Wow. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to invite you down to Bender's Bar and Grill in the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco at 806 South Van Ness. We've got great food by our kitchen counter offer, burgers, tater tots, tachos, corn dogs, all sorts of good stuff like that. They're open from opening until 11 p.m. most